Good afternoon, everybody. My name is Bea Bonner, and you're listening to Community Voices right here on NPR Illinois. Today, I'm talking to Ryan Gringer, Chief Investment Officer and Senior Vice President of Finance at Horace Mann. Thank you for joining me today, Ryan.
Really thrilled to be here, Bea.
You don't know the drill here yet, but you're going to get it. We want to learn a little bit more about you first before we jump into our topic. So tell us where you're from, if you're a Central Illinois native, and how, if not, how you ended up here.
So I'm not a native, but I might as well be because I married one. So I've been here for about 10 years. I come from Connecticut originally. I was at the Hartford Insurance Company before coming out here to Horace Mann, and was recruited out here to build out an investor relations team and ended up running the investment portfolio. And what's a real passion of mine is community involvement and, you know, foundation type, endowment type of work. So I was really excited to have the opportunity to be instrumental in setting up a foundation at Horace Mann.
Yeah. So, you know, how did you end up going to school for finance and getting into that sort of area?
So my uncle was a stockbroker, and as a little kid, I was sort of fascinated by it all. And always was good at numbers, but hated math, like hated it with a passion. So the fact that I run a $7.5 billion portfolio today kind of befuddles me at times. But, you know, I went to school for accounting for my undergrad in New York City, and then ended up working at the investment management department of the Hartford and kind of found my passion. What I really enjoy is being able to have a hand in protecting the retirement savers of the nation's K through 12 educators. That's the market we serve. I come from a family of teachers. My dad's a retired college professor. My mom's a retired high school teacher, and I see how hard they worked. And so being part of an insurance company that's educator-centric, but also really being the person at the end of the day that is responsible for the stewardship of their retirement funds is a passion of mine.
Yeah. And so you're telling me that as a person that is very bad at math, you know, I don't even want to tell you what my math grades were. I could have ended up like you.
Well, absolutely. But I'm going to flip it around because I think you have the cool job because you get to talk to people all day. And as my team knows, I think I talk all day long.
Well, we love to have you here, Lynn.
Perfect. It's a good combo.
Well, you talked a little bit about some of the things you do for Horace Mann and, you know, that educator-centric idea. So I'm going to tell you a little funny story right here. Everybody knows I talk about it all the time. I grew up on the south side of Chicago, and there was a school called Horace Mann that all of my friends, you know, went to. My church is on the east side of Chicago there, and Horace Mann is on the east side there. So when I first moved to Springfield and I heard about Horace Mann, I'm like, why are they talking about a school that's on the south side of Chicago? So when Vanessa presented the idea during this interview, she was like, I think you should do it because, you know, you had that cute little story about not knowing what it really was. But people here, I think they pretty much know what it is. But for people out there like me that are like, no, Horace Mann is a school on the south side of Chicago, can you tell us, you know, a little bit about what you all do and some of the history?
Sure. You know, not only is Horace Mann a school on the south side of Chicago, but it's in New York City and it's in San Francisco. And there's a bunch of them back in Connecticut where I'm originally from. And so the question is, well, why? And so Horace Mann actually is considered the father of public education. So if we go way back to the colonial days, you know, he was a big advocate that every child deserves the same opportunity to get a quality education. And so, you know, our company was founded back in 1945 by two Springfield-based educators, Les Nemo and Carol Hall. And their passion was to help educators like themselves find more affordable auto insurance. And so what they did is they basically said, look, we're teachers, we're good drivers. We should band together and create a risk pool here to pass on the savings, you know, to other teachers. And they're right. Teachers do drive better than the average American. We see that in our loss ratio numbers. And, you know, through the years, Horace Mann evolved from providing auto insurance, then homeowners, and then moved into life insurance and retirement savings and supplemental products. And today, we're the nation's largest company focused on the K-12 educator market. You know, we're passionate about protecting what teachers have today and helping them secure a successful tomorrow. And we're proud to have his name. He's been an inspiration to many educators. And it's a legacy that endures.
Yeah. So, you know, when you're working with teachers, how does the model actually work? Are you, you know, going into the schools and you're talking to teachers, or do they mostly, you know, come to you all and say, hey, I need X, Y, and Z?
Sure. That's a very fair question. You know, we are a national company. We've got a footprint across the United States in nearly every state. There's a handful that we're not in. But our primary way we reach the educator is through a distribution network of exclusive agents. So a fancy word of saying boots on the ground in the school, coming in and working with educators. We do a lot of value add services. We really think of ourselves as a partner to the school system, the district, and the teacher. Things like student loan forgiveness programs, Donors Choose is an important charitable partner of ours that we work with. And I'd like to talk more about that because it's a really, really innovative program. But, you know, our goal is really to be able to offer our products and services in a way that the educator wants to interact with us. So while we have this network of agents that are going into the schools or post-pandemic bringing food trucks to schools and working with teachers in the parking lot, you know, we also work with them at their home. We work with them direct online. We've got a pretty robust call center. So if you don't want to work with an agent and you want to learn more about the products and services we offer and the discounts we offer to educators, it's a good opportunity for you to do it on your terms.
Yeah. And if you're just now tuning in, you're listening to Community Voices on NPR Illinois 91.9 UIS. And today we're talking about Horace Mann. And so I have Ryan Gringer with me, Investment Officer and Senior Vice President of Finance. So thank you again for joining me. And I want to circle back to something you said earlier about the program. You know, when I'm looking at Horace Mann and what you all have to offer, you all have a lot of great programs and doing some great services for people. So let's talk about that program a little bit that you mentioned a couple of minutes ago.
Yeah, thanks for asking that, B. You know, one of the things that we know being an educator-centric company is that educators spend, you know, on average over $400 a year of their own dollars on classroom supplies. And if you think about the variety of different districts out there, the need in certain areas is certainly more. And so many educators are spending more than that. And so one of the things that we think about is how do we help them and allow them to use their dollars to reinvest in themselves, either pay down their student loans or start, you know, saving for retirement. And so we partnered with a national nonprofit organization called Donors Choose. And they are a crowdsourced funding solution for educators. And so what that means in a nutshell is educators post their project, they go online and they may ask for smart boards, they may ask for basic necessities and supplies for their classroom, things for their students like coats, as well as experiences. So for example, a field trip. And they post this project and you as a member of the community or as a corporation can support very specific hyperlocal projects so you know exactly where your donation and your dollars are going to. And so for us, we started working with this organization over a decade ago, and our agents really are kind of like the sales force, if you will, for this nonprofit. They go into the schools, they teach teachers how to post their projects, and we take a lot of pride in not only bringing our corporate giving dollars to this organization, but more importantly, amplifying it by helping and working with educators to get them to post their projects, to bring in millions of dollars across the U.S. right to educator classrooms. It's really exciting.
And you know, it's funny that you say that. I have a lot of friends that teach or are educators, and every year, it never fails, I see them get on Facebook and they post, hey, I'm, you know, teaching this class this year. I need pens, notebooks, paper for my students because, you know, I don't have money to get it or I'm not being provided those opportunities. Is this something that you would say a lot of more teachers are taking more advantage of this year because of the pandemic or in the previous years because of the pandemic? Or what are you seeing kind of now in this area?
So the demand continues to grow. And I think as more and more districts and educators learn about the program, there sort of is that natural aha of saying, wow, there's an organization that pulled this together. It's quite easy for an educator to post. And I would encourage if anyone has questions, if they're listening, they could reach out to us through our website, horacemann.com, and we'd be happy to help or connect them with our, you know, kit, if you will, that shows folks how to post a project.
Yeah, I think that will be very helpful. And I'm going to tell my friends to, you know, listen to this because, you know, it breaks my heart to see that they don't have all they need to be able to teach. But, you know, bringing up the pandemic again, how were you all during that? How were you all, you know, interacting with teachers, making sure they could do what they needed to do? Because I think as we're still in this pandemic, it's very important to kind of look back and see, you know, where we came from. And I know earlier you said something about bringing food trucks to some of the schools and just doing different things that I think a lot of people in this community may not know about. So, you know, what's been going on during the pandemic?
Yeah, you know, the pandemic really brought a whole new set of opportunities, if you will, if you're an optimist, to really think about how to better help educators. They worked harder than ever before. And for those of you that have children at home, you know the pain you faced playing, you know, mom, dad, an employee, and a school teacher. And so I think it gave folks a real appreciation for how unique, you know, an educator's job is. It's not just teaching curriculum, but in many cases, it's being a role model or, you know, a support network for students. So we've always done things like help educators navigate their state teacher retirement to ensure that they're ready for retirement, help them, as you said, understand the very complex federal student loan forgiveness requirements, and, you know, really be a partner and help them build a holistic financial plan to ensure that they are successful and can focus on what they love to do, which is to teach. But the pandemic brought a whole new set of challenges. And, you know, we worked locally. We have very strong relationships with Springfield District 186. Springfield is our corporate headquarters. You know, we do have locations throughout the U.S. and we do have programs throughout the U.S. But locally, we reached out and wanted to understand, you know, the challenges that the district was facing, as well as one of our other key partners, which is the Central Illinois Food Bank. You know, we know that you can't learn on an empty stomach. So helping get food into the hands of many, many families that never had a need before was something that we supported. And, you know, one of the things I'll say is, being a large publicly traded company, we were able to pull together other resources, like our relationship with the Federal Home Loan Bank of Chicago. And we worked with them to put together a grant program for the local community, and were able to provide learning resources to support families who weren't able to provide that level of support at home. So the digital divide, if you will, no internet, or working parents and no one to watch children at home. And so we partnered with a number of local organizations here in Springfield, like the Boys and Girls Club of Central Illinois, Springfield Urban League, Compass for Kids, and the Matthew Project, which does a lot with homeless youth. And it really was a great opportunity for us to bring a key corporate partner of ours, spend a little bit of their dollars, and put some of our own behind it and make a difference in the local community.
Yeah, and as we keep going forward in this pandemic, or just even outside the pandemic, are you all working on anything now? I continue to see Horace Mann on a lot of projects and working in the community, and I really like that because I'm all about community and making this feel like, you know, a home for everybody, especially educators, because I don't have kids right now. But, you know, when I have kids, I can't wait to, you know, put them through school and make a relationship with the teachers and everything, and I want them to be taken care of so they can keep taking care of my kids. So
yeah, I get it. You know, I mentioned early on, one of the things I'm passionate about is community involvement and philanthropy. And so we started in 2020, we established the Horace Mann Educators Foundation. And so this is separate from our company, if you will, but the company funds it. And what it is it is a organization that really is dedicated to support other nonprofit organizations that are instrumental in helping educators, but also to boost support of causes that are important to our employees. So historically, we've always been a very educator-centric giver, if you will, in the community, as well as supporting the local United Way. But as our company has grown, and as we've added office locations in Texas and New Jersey, and we have another acquisition closing at the beginning of the year up in Wisconsin, it became really important for us to have a tool that lets our employees drive giving. So we do a number of campaigns throughout the year, employee match campaigns. We have one going right now where we're actually asking employees to vote, where we're going to put some dollars to work. So some lucky organization is going to get $25,000 out from the foundation. And so, you know, this is a way for us to ensure that where we're giving makes sense for the broader needs of the communities in which we live and work.
Wow, I didn't even know that. That's amazing. You know, are there other things you think that are important about Horace Mann that you think people in Springfield should know? It can be any fact, anything you're working on, anything like that, because a lot of the things you just referenced, I didn't even know about, and that's, you know, really big for you all to take on. So what's something that you wish people knew?
One of the things that I think is really unique about Horace Mann that some folks may not know, you know, we're located in downtown Springfield, and we're a big proponent of downtown. And we've got over 800 employees here in Springfield. Some things that folks may not know is our office building located right here in downtown Springfield was designed by the same architect that did the Trade Center. And so if you drive by it and take a look at it, it almost looks like a mini me, if you will. It's pretty unique architecturally. It's been featured on a number of architectural walks downtown. It's a real asset, and we're excited to be part of the broader Springfield community. The other thing, though, that I think is a little bit underappreciated is the fact that we do have national reach. We are selling, products and helping provide support. We have over 750,000 educator customers. And coming from a family of educators, it's nice to work at a company that truly has that sort of educator centricity really embedded in the culture. So I'm proud to work there. It's a great company. We've got a great culture, and we're always hiring.
Well, Ryan, can you go ahead and tell us where we can find more information on Horace Mann and about all the wonderful things you have going on, whether it's programs or opportunities for educators?
Sure. I'll point you to our website, horacemann.com, and that's HoraceMann, two N's. And at the bottom of the webpage, you'll see a link to our corporate social responsibility segment of the website. It'll tell you more about our foundation that we're quite proud of. It's really important that every student has the opportunity to reach their full potential. And for us, it's really important to partner with those educators to help us understand how to best make an impact on their students. So we're proud of what we do, and I thank you for bringing us on the program today.
You're listening to Community Voices on NPR Illinois 91.9 UIS. Keep listening.